A silver F hovers under a spotlight, casting an A shadow. Fox Atomic. Letters flash in a flare of sunlight. 2929 Productions, a Wagner Cuban company. A surgical light glows white against a black ceiling. A woman with green eyes stares up at it.
Please, you don't have to do this. Oh, God!
Blood is taken from her hand.
Not like this! No, you can't!
A scalpel slices her stomach. Blood pools in her belly button.
No.
Her lips tremble. A baby is lifted out.
Please. I am so sorry. Oh, God, I want to go home.
Reflected in her eyeball, a man leans in. Cut to black. Letters appear one by one. Fox Atomic. And 2929 Entertainment present A Stone Village Pictures, Boz Productions production. A film by John Stockwell. In a magazine, the word Brazil. Flipping pages in an atlas. Over the Brazilian flag, Paradise Lost. Photos of local people in traditional and carnival dress. Josh Duhamel. Photos of women in bikinis on the beach. A woman wears a Rio necklace. Melissa George. A photo of soldiers in the street. The words travel advisory in paragraphs from official documents. Warning of violent criminals. Olivia Wilde. Over shots of favelas. Desmond Askew. Bo Garrett. A U.S. passport. Cycling through different passport photos. Max Brown. A newspaper headline. Disappearance of American tourists. Angle Steve. Above a road winding through rainforest. Miguel Lulardi. A bus travels between the walls of green foliage. The bus, painted with psychedelic patterns, passes a sleeping dog. It kicks up dust, casting by Lisa Beach, CSA, and Sarah Katzman, CSA. Costume designer Bia Salgado. Passengers stare out of the windows of the bus as it bounces on potholes. A young blonde woman writes in a notebook. A man in a cap grips the seat in front of him. A young brunette snaps a photo while chewing gum. The blonde who wears her hair in cornrows positions photos of the pages of the notebook. The bus speeds around corners. Music supervisor David Falzone. Music by Paul Haslinger. The driver picks his nose while changing gears. Behind him, a woman breastfeeds her baby. Sleeping passengers lurch around in their seats. Production designer Marlise Storchi. Letters on the front of the bus read Rapidao, editor Jeff McEvoy. The brunette snaps a picture of the man.
You having fun?
Am I the only one having a problem with this?
Oh, I guess they're used to it.
I just keep thinking about how far we must be from a hospital. You know, with doctors who operate instead of amputate.
So dramatic.
Would you please slow the fuck down?
Jesus Christ, would you relax? You're such a tourist.
Por favor!
Calm down, he's fine. He drives this road every day. I think he knows how to drive it a little better than you do.
He drives like a fucking lunatic.
Well, we're fine, aren't we?
I can't believe I let you talk me into this. You know, we're flying back.
Okay, fine.
And I'm picking the hotels from now on.
Okay, you were right about that. I'm sorry.
A woman in a bikini leans over a man in a purple t-shirt to reach her luggage. He checks her out, while a friend sleeps on his shoulder. A second blonde woman sits beside the brunette.
Check it out.
Graffiti.
It's painful.
Stop it.
What do you think it says?
It says, "Welcome to Brazil. Now bend over." We have to remember that.
The bus gets stuck behind a couple on a moped. Director of photography Enrique Chediak. Co-producers Raul Gutierrez, Dylan Russell, Cacique Martins Ferreira. Co-executive producers Rick Dalago, Kent Kubina, and Scott Lasatiti. The man in the cap looks around. Executive producers Todd Wagner, Mark Cuban, Elaine Dissinger. The bus tries to pass but meets an oncoming truck. It swerves back. The driver changes gears. The bus steers around the edge of a mountain. Produced by Mark Bouton and John Stockwell. Produced by Scott Steindorf and Bo Zenga. The bus passes the moped. Rounding a corner, the driver spots three boys with surfboards. He swerves.
Jesus Christ, stop your run, you lunatic!
The bus lurches onto a grass bank. It teeters forward with its back wheel in the air. It slides toward the drop.
Get out the window! Go, go!
The man in the cap opens a hatch on the roof. Parents lift children out. The first blonde woman climbs through the roof hatch. The man in the cap follows. The man in the cap jumps. The bus rocks to one side. The driver is the last to jump off. The bus rolls down the mountainside. The passengers move forward to watch. The bus finally settles. The first blonde woman stares.
You still think flying would have been a waste of money?
Don't start.
I told you that this was going to happen. Fine.
Why is my luggage always the last to come out?
The man in the purple t-shirt, written by Michael Arlen Ross.
Alex! Found it!
Great!
A red bag.
I'm impressed.
What?
It's a bit like bringing sand to the beach, though, isn't it? Bring a couple of fit little birds like that to Brazil.
That's my sister.
Splendid. Just like to know me options.
It's not an option. Get everything?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, I'm Finn. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Liam.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good as gold. Hi, I'm Finn.
Amy.
Pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Liam.
Amy.
Guess we're bonded for life now, eh? Near-death experience. Great story to tell the grandkids.
Yeah.
So you think they got a plan to get us out of here?
I doubt it.
Should find out, I suppose.
I'll find out.
Oh, man.
The first blonde woman looks through her notebook. The man in the cap, Alex, walks over.
Vai embora, me deixa em paz.
Bussy! You suck at driving buses.
Ah, cala a boca também.
You should do something else.
Pick bananas or something.
Hey.
Hi.
He takes off his cap.
I'm Alex.
Who?
Hey, nice.
You're supposed to kiss back.
Ah, sorry.
Except you don't actually kiss, you sort of kiss the air. Yeah, start again.
I'm Alex.
Drew, hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So do you speak Spanish?
It's Portuguese here.
Right. So any idea what these guys are talking about?
Yeah, another bus is on its way. It's going to be about 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah, and then it's another 18 to Recife.
Wait, what did you just say?
About what?
Oh, about where we're headed.
Well, the way the guy was driving, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, but you said Recife, right?
Yeah.
Which is north of Salvador.
On most maps.
Which means we've been headed north this whole time.
Idiots, the pair of us.
We got on the wrong fucking bus.
Rastafarian.
I knew he was dodgy.
Fucking brilliant cunts we are.
Wait, wait, where'd you guys think you were going?
To Floripa.
Oh, you took the long way.
Yeah. Where was this bus headed?
Belém.
Don't suppose that Belém is famous for having like a 10-to-1 ratio of women to men where even the ugly girls look like Giselle.
And they're all smart, fun, alcoholic nymphomaniacs with a soft spot for charming if slightly grubby foreign tourists.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Too bad,
because Floripa is...
Six Sports Illustrated swimsuit models are from Floripa. Do you understand how select that gene pool must be?
It's a tiny town.
Alex holds out his cell phone. He holds it to his ear. The man in the purple t-shirt, Finn, plays recorder.
Leave it out.
All right.
Hey, are you getting anything?
No, nothing.
Birds circle overhead. Liam, Finn's friend, looks up.
Really nice, and then we done.
Walk around.
The brunette, B.
Oi. Oi. Tá bom?
To a child.
Você é muito linda. Bonita. Meu nome é B.
A man turns, noticing.
Ei! 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 Você pensa que você tá fazendo? Você tá fazendo com a minha filha?
Desculpa. It's a photograph. It's.
Você pensa que você pode chegar aqui e tirar as coisas assim?
Não.
Senhora!
Não.
Para com isso, viu?
I'm sorry. You're supposed to take pictures of kids here, not without getting permission.
How am I supposed to know that?
Hey, no, senorita. It would have been fine, all right? Or even no, you stupid bloody gringo. Leave the girl alone, all right?
Não mexa mais com a minha filha, entendeu? Saco cheio de você.
Leave it. Prick.
Tabloids have been running stories about foreigners coming in to steal kids to sell their organs for transplants. It's created a lot of hostility to tourists.
Is that anything to do with that couple that we're missing?
I don't think there are a couple.
French couple, right?
Oh, I thought you meant the kayakers, no.
Hey! We got no designs on your organs, all right? Your kidneys are safe with us. We're on holiday, for fuck's sake.
Hey, where'd you get those from?
Drinks.
Onde você comprou essa bebida?
Na praia.
Onde na praia?
Em barzinho ali, seguindo essa trilha.
What did you say?
Well, she said there's a bar right there on the beach and it's really close. We can walk. Is there a town?
Do you think we should wait for the next bus?
We probably haven't even made the next bus.
They look at the angry father.
Come on, let's go. We'll come back later.
Let's do it.
The group walks by a small river with a wooden footbridge.
So how did you end up here?
I'm here with my little sister. She's always wanted to come to Brazil, and my mom didn't want her to go alone and didn't trust her with Amy, so I get to pretend to be the boyfriend when creepy guys try to bother her.
What happens when creepy girls bother you?
So what about you? You travel alone?
Yeah.
That's brave.
Not really. I've been everywhere they tell you not to go. Colombia, Nigeria. I just spent 3 months in a favela in Hosinia. And the only place I've ever had any problems is in a small town in Australia.
Oh, so you're from Australia?
Uh-huh.
You got a boyfriend in Australia?
No. What? Not to say that.
So, you got a boyfriend in Australia?
I just meant that if I had a girlfriend or a little sister who were traveling alone, I'd be a little worried, that's all.
Well, don't be. I can take care of myself.
So, did she say this was a proper bar with real drinks?
I don't know. She didn't say.
Christ, I'd do anything for a pint. I'd lick the sweat off a monkey's balls.
I'd lick the sweat off a monkey's balls.
Christ on a cracker.
Oh, this is amazing!
Oh, yes! Check this out!
Oh, look at this!
They run out onto a perfect beach. On it, a bar where few people lounge.
Get off, girls! Come on, let's swim!
Amy, the second blonde, searches her suitcase.
Shit. I left my top in Rio. Would you guys mind if I went topless?
Are you serious?
Yeah, why not?
No. Keep your shirt on.
Do you see what they're wearing, Alex? We're not in America. No one's gonna care if I go topless. Look at that.
Yeah, but the idea is to tastefully reveal as much as possible.
Oi, get a load of that.
Without actually revealing so much. You can still get into heaven.
She slips off her dress, keeping her bikini on top.
That is a fantastic trick.
Well, it's still a Catholic country.
Yeah, well, we're Catholics.
And we definitely don't mind.
No, in fact, I think I can speak for Liam when I say that we wouldn't be offended in the slightest. In fact, let's all go topless, boys and girls.
No, Amy.
Oh, nice.
Put your shirt on. Put your shirt on.
She's a naughty girl.
How about that? This is better.
She wears a white t-shirt.
All right, let's go get it wet.
Alex gets up and follows. V and Prue dive into a breaking wave. Finn floats on his back. Prue holds on to her bikini top. Alex walks past, eyeing her up. She follows him and jumps on his back.
Come on, let's get a drink.
Alex, where are you going?
Over here.
Oh. Woo! Prue and Alex trudge up to the beach bar.
Oi, tudo bem?
Oi.
Esse lugar é incrível.
É lindo.
Qual é o seu nome?
É Camila.
Pro Alex.
Ah, prazer.
Nice to meet you.
Shopping, por favor.
Shopping.
What do you want?
Coke, please.
A Coke? You're 7,000 miles away from home. Try something new.
Like what?
Have you ever had acai?
No.
Obrigado. It's like this amazing drink from the Amazon. It's
just a Coke's fine. Thank you. No ice.
My God, I love this country.
I know. It's like we died on the bus and this is heaven. It's heaven. It's paraíso. And you? Angel.
A stranger, she smiles.
You two, come on.
Ah.
The bartender, Camila.
Por favor.
Dois caipirinhas.
No ice.
No, no, no. It's like 100 fucking degrees.
Like ordering with dysentery or without dysentery. No ice.
Dysentery.
This is unbelievable. You think you found your own private Shangri-La. Next thing you know, the place is crawling with backpacking tourists wearing sarongs and sandals. Welcome to paradise. I'm Sven.
Prue, my sister Prue. Amy.
Hi.
Finn.
Hi.
Liam.
Where are you from?
London, yeah?
London. We're from Sweden.
Sweden? Nice. Yeah.
Sven pats a motorcycle.
We rode this beauty all the way from Mexico City and stopped here to have a drink 3 days ago. Now we can't find any reason to leave.
Yeah, Brazilians are the warmest and friendliest and most chilled people you're ever gonna meet. The drinks are cheap and Camilla's cooking, it's unbelievable. And you even have a barack you can sleep in right on the beach, only $4 a night.
Oh, go on.
About what?
No, it's just an expression, like, no way.
Oh, yeah.
No, I hate living up to a negative stereotype, but... And I think I speak for my brother when I say this. We're not leaving here until either we run out of money...
Well, they run out of beer! Yeah!
So what do you think?
About getting on the bus? Come on, look where we are.
Well, how'd we get back?
We'll hitchhike to a bigger town. We'll get on a better bus with air conditioning and brakes.
You in?
Sure.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, fuck the bus.
Evening, doctors inspect children under a corrugated iron shelter. A girl gets a shot and her mother leads her away.
Muito bem, garota. Muito bem, muito bem, muito bem, muito bem. Muito bom. Ótimo. Tá ótimo.
A boy holds his arms above his head. The doctor grins at him.
Camila.
Oi.
Subtitles. More gringos arrived. How many? Camila looks at the group. There are 8 of them now. They're all yours. My little Christmas gift. The group plays beach soccer with local boys.
Amy, Amy!
Come on, in the middle!
Over here!
Oh!
Nice!
Why won't you not pass me the ball?
Yeah, there you go.
Go on. You're on the ice!
A local boy scores past Finn. Alex high-fives another.
Let's go!
Prue jogs toward the bar and picks up her towel. She covers her shoulders with it. The stranger Finn kissed walks over. Smiling, the woman turns back to the bar.
Yes.
Prue beams, watching the match.
Hi!
Hi!
I am studying the English.
A young man.
Okay. I think I made my practice on you.
Sure. Yes.
So what's your name?
Prue.
Prue?
Yes. And what is your name?
My name is Kiko. Meu nome é Kiko.
Okay.
Prazer.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay, Prue, how many brothers and sisters are you having?
Only child.
Quê?
Sorry, zero, none.
Zero? Nenhum irmão, nenhuma irmã?
Right.
Only child.
Only child.
Zero. I'm having 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
Wow, big family.
Big family.
Ah, uma família grande.
Família grande.
Alex walks up with a beer.
What's your name?
Alex.
Okay, Alex. I'm loving you, America.
I love you, Brazil.
Yeah. How many brothers and sisters are you having?
No, it's how many brothers and sisters do you have?
No. I'm having 4 brothers and 2 sisters. How many brothers and sisters are you having?
One.
One?
One sister, yeah. B. This is my sister, B.
Hi.
This is her friend Amy.
It's beautiful.
Kiko.
Thank you.
Easy Kiko.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi.
We're going to go get a drink.
Okay. Meu nome é Kiko.
An old movie plays on a small flickering TV in a nondescript white room. Slumped on a bed, a young man paints a woman's toenails. Wearing bikini bottoms and loose white blouse, she huffs on a paper bag. They look up. I've been looking for you two for 2 hours. We've got another job to do. Not again. I can't. Just one more time. I don't want to do this anymore. The doctor pushes his face. Here, he places money on the bed. Let's go. Let's go. Now. Put some clothes on and let's go. They follow the doctor. Nighttime. A crowd dances under a canopy at the beach bar.
One more. Let's go.
All right. Has everybody got one?
Shots.
1, 2, 3, cheers!
Disgusting! I love it!
Stop! My music! You like dancing?
Yeah.
Hey, come here, girl.
Hey! Go.
Come on, Amy. B pulls Amy onto the dance floor with her. Crew points and laughs. They dance together. Camila approaches Liam. She ushers him forward.
What, dance?
No.
Go on.
Dance with her.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not dancing.
She wants you.
Okay,
right.
I'm also so cheap.
No. It's not you. It's just I have these very European hips. They have to stay parallel to the floor at all times.
Huh?
Apart from when I'm naked.
No, hold on. You
mean me? I can't do that. You're not going to take no for an answer, are you?
Go on, show her it's dumb.
Second machine.
She swings her hips, pushing against him. Finn's grin fades as he notices the stranger he kissed eyeing him up. She dances in an orange bikini. He gawks and smiles. He waves. He points at himself and raises his eyebrows. She gestures, come. He takes a sip of beer and stands up. Finn pushes through the crowd, passing Kiko and the women.
Hey, my man!
Hola!
Que es su nome?
Aroleia.
Areola?
Aroleia.
Aroela.
Aroleia.
Aroleia.
Yes.
She kisses him.
I get a kiss just for saying your name? Aroleia.
They turn to a group of jeering boys. She turns and leads him onto the dance floor. A woman in bikini bottoms shakes her rear. B and Amy dance. Alex laughs, watching the crowd.
What are they saying?
I'm not getting it all, but basically it's a long list of explicit things he likes to do in the back of his car, one being up the ass.
Prue downs a shot. Alex watches the women swinging their hips. Camila grinds on Liam. Alex stares and nods.
You want to dance?
In a small back room, Finn makes out with Aroleia. She lifts up his t-shirt.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's like that, is it? Oh, yes, I want. Yeah, I like very much.
She strips off.
Oh, God.
She swings her hips and drapes a scarf across him.
Yes, more. All of it. Oh, yeah, take it all off. Yeah.
Nice. See
you. Oh, please. Ah, mace.
She slips her bottoms down and steps out of them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, God bless Brazil.
Alex and Prue laugh while dancing together. In the back room, Aroleia stands, pulling up her bottoms. She walks away with a condom.
Oh, God, you really are an angel. You want to come back with me to London?
She takes his wallet from a dresser.
Oh, wait, no, it's not like that.
Yeah, see.
But I thought you liked me, no?
No,
Holding a wad of notes, she pulls a scarf from under him. Liam dances with Camila. They kiss. V swings her hips and whips her hair. Sven and Annika sleep slumped over the table. Finn walks up behind them.
Hey, Sven! Good night! Hey! Dude! Bloody lightweight!
Finn takes Sven's drink. Eyes closed, Prue stumbles backward into Liam. Alex looks up. He spots the young man from the white room, who stands at the entrance with his arms folded. As Prue struggles to balance, the dance floor blurs. She places a hand on Alex's shoulder. Sven and Annika sleep at the table. Fade to black. In time lapse, the sun rises over a cluster of islands just outside the bay. The sky reflects on the rippling ocean. Finn and Liam sleep on the sand outside the bar. Liam still holds a drink. Amy sleeps near the shore. A dog sniffs Prue. A wave comes in, crashing over B.
B, get up! Come on, get up! Get up! B, come on, come on.
Alex helps her over to a rock.
You okay?
What?
You okay?
No, I feel sick. What happened?
They robbed us.
What?
We got robbed.
By who?
I don't know.
What did they take?
Everything.
What do you mean, everything?
I mean everything. Our money, our credit cards, our phones, our backpacks, our passports, everything.
Nana's ring.
Yes, everything.
Bee feels around her neck and ears.
My earrings are gone. How did they take my fucking earrings?
I think that they drugged us. They must have put something in our drinks last night.
Mama's gonna kill me. She told me not to bring the ring because she said I was gonna...
That is a very small problem right now. We have no money. We have no way out of here.
Bee stares. Her gaze drifts.
We'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because I'm not so sure. Come on.
He holds out his hand. He leads her up the beach in the early morning blue light. In the jungle, Annika hangs upside down with her mouth gagged. Men carry a bamboo pole to which she is tied. Sven hangs from a second pole. The men reach a shaded creek. They drop Sven and Annika down on the beach. They walk away. The men, including the one from the white room, crouch in a circle. Annika stirs. The men tip white powder into a small tinfoil cone. One heats the cone with a lighter and inhales. He passes it to the man from the white room. Annika looks over. Sven struggles with his wrist ties. He slips his hands out, keeping his eyes on the men. He helps Annika.
Tu quer fumar tudo? Esse corpo pesado aí, mano. Porra. Deixa o cara fumar aí, pô.
Behind the men, Annika gets free. She runs, leaving Sven with his legs tied. One of the men rushes over. Sven shields himself with an arm. The man slices his fingers with a machete. Annika runs between trees with her wrists bound. A man chases her with a machete. She crests over a hill toward a valley. She glances over her shoulder. She runs into a small clearing and tries to stop. She falls off a cliff. She smashes her skull on rocks on the way down. The man stands looking down at her body. Prue, Liam, and the rest of the group walk barefoot up a road. Reaching the top, they turn to look down at the wreckage of the bus. In a village, a dog eats from a garbage bag in the rain.
Hola, estamos perdidos. ¿Vos sabe onde tem uma delegacia de polícia?
Não.
Uma delegacia de polícia perto daqui?
No final dessa rua, você virando direita e esquerda, tem um policial aposentado.
Que um homem me disse virar à esquerda? Não, não, não é lá.
Não. Final da rua, direita e esquerda. Tem um policial aposentado. Se te servir...
The group huddles around.
Obrigada.
What? What did she say?
Oh, God. She's saying it's down here to the left, but the other guy said it's down here to the right, so I have no idea.
Are you sure it's smart going to the police? Aren't they supposed to be worse than the criminals?
Not all of them. Come on.
Someone in this town must know what's going on.
Kids watch from an open window.
Kids
will
definitely
be
in on that freaking
Estamos perdidos. Você sabe onde está a polícia?
Aí você vira à direita. Depois, próxima esquerda, você vai encontrar uma casa azul.
God. What do you say?
Let's just try up here. There's a blue house or something.
The walk up a muddy lane. Junk sits in front of houses. A man cycles through the group.
Oh. Are you sure we're going the right way?
That's what he said. I don't know.
Up ahead with Prue, Alex looks around. He scans the junk and spots Vend and Annika's motorbike. He walks toward it.
Alex, where are you going?
Ah! What is it?
The Swede's motorcycle.
Two kids walk out on the street behind them.
Hello! Hola!
Hola, oi!
Hola!
An old man appears.
Hey! Whose motorcycle is this? Ask him who got the who this motorcycle.
Estamos procurando a nuestros amigos.
The kid has Alex's hat.
Alex,
he's got your hat.
The kids run.
Evan, wait!
Liam chases.
Way up, Liam!
I just want to talk to you. Where'd you get that hat?
Come back here.
He tails them around the side of a house.
Wait.
They come back out onto the main street.
Out! Out!
Where'd he go? Hello.
A rock flies. Liam chases them up a path to a house.
Come back here now!
They run through the backyard.
You wait till I fucking catch you!
The boys sprint along the overgrown perimeter of the house. Liam stoops and picks up a rock. Men approach.
Shit, is he all right?
Alex and the others catch up.
What happened? What'd you do?
Accident.
You threw a rock at him?
I didn't mean to hit his head. It was an accident, okay? It was an accident.
We got robbed, man.
Look, he had a fucking French cap.
Say that.
It was an accident. No, it was an accident.
Hey, leave him back. Don't touch me.
Kiko runs over.
Olha só, pessoal, eles estão comigo e eu sou Kiko. Vai, vambora. Quem vocês estão me dizendo? Vambora, vambora, vambora. Walk away.
Just go.
Pete, come on, just relax. Just walk away.
Come on. Vambora.
In the woods behind the village.
Are they following us? No, I don't think so.
We were robbed. Robado.
I know.
You know.
Everybody knows.
Você pode ajudar já? Por favor, precisamos saber onde tem uma delegacia de polícia.
What police?
Tanto faz, qualquer uma.
You crazy? No police here, okay?
What do you mean there's no police here?
Christ, dude, where are you going?
Stay here.
Prue sits down on a stoop. Alex turns to Liam.
Leave him alone, all right?
It was a fucking accident, okay? Don't throw a fucking rock at a kid.
Oh,
let it go.
Stop.
Let it go.
I'm sorry, okay? Sorry, everybody.
A woman follows Kiko out.
Não, meu filho, fique em casa,
vai com a sua mãe.
Meu filho, não sai, não.
Olha só, a senhora segura que eu vou resolver um problema e já volto, tá?
Cuidado por aí, se cuida. Tchau, meu filho.
Let's go, guys.
Juízo, hein, meu filho.
Damn!
Come on.
Come on, come on. Okay, man, hold up.
Kika, where are we going?
It's not good for you in town.
Yeah, no kidding.
They are looking for the father of this boy that you hurt.
He's a bad man. They find him is very bad for you, okay?
Ask him where we're going through.
Onde estamos here?
Meu tio tem uma casa de caça, entendeu? Lá na floresta.
There's,
e lá vocês vão poder ficar seguros.
Of his uncle, and he says that it's very safe for us there.
No, we just want to ride.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody with the car?
Você sabe alguém com um carro?
Carro? No car. O único carro que tinha aqui, quer dizer, do cara que roubou vocês.
The only car is of the guy that robbed us.
We better wait for the bus.
There's a bus? When's there a bus? Quando? What time?
Today.
Today there's a bus.
Hey,
what time?
Hoje, let's go.
What time?
Hoje não. Today.
2 days.
Yeah. 2 days.
Why does everything take so fucking long in this place?
2 days.
Okay, vamos lá.
They follow him up a hill. Later, moving over peaks dense with foliage.
These insects are eating me alive. Look at that. Look all over my legs.
Leave it out.
There better be a big bag of fucking weed in this house.
They hike through the jungle.
Kiko, can we just stop for a minute?
I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going?
Men's room.
Vultures chew on meat from Sven's severed hand. They settle on branches high above his limp, blue body. Alex stops to pee. He looks up at the birds circling. He looks around. Later, the group keeps moving.
Whose idea was it to leave the bus?
Whose idea was it to come to Brazil?
It was yours. I wanted to go to Bali.
You're missing the point. The point is, if we dig deep enough, I'm sure we'll discover this is all your fault.
All right, yeah.
Which will make me feel a lot better.
Right.
And you know what? Yes, I did want to come to Brazil. You know why? Because I like girls, and I like beaches, and I like drinking. And when they say come to Brazil, they say come to Brazil. We've got girls and beaches and drinking. What they do not say, what they completely neglect to mention, is anything about being chased into the jungle by an angry fucking mob, which is not my idea of a fun vacation at all. Hey, Kiko, how far is this house? Como far?
Hey, man, not so bad.
What do you mean, not so bad? This is pretty fucking bad.
What about a road? Is there a road that we can walk on?
No road. What kind of house has no road?
The doctor and the men who killed Sven and Annika look at pictures of the group on a phone.
Então,
where are they now?
Huh?
They're with Kiko. And they'll arrive tonight.
Sim.
Yes. The doctor?
Vivo.
Alive.
Sim.
Yes. They sit outside a bar. Because it is very important. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. It's very important. I need them alive. Dead, they are worthless. A kid approaches. Hey, mister, wanna buy? Go away, kid. What are you doing? Nothing, Samora. I ain't doing nothing. The kid holds something up. Samora, come here, boy. It's always the same thing with you. Always the same. What's your problem, Samora? What? I've done nothing. 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 Samora pays the boy for a piece of char-grilled fruit on a skewer. Listen, boy, I want you to remember this. In any situation, the best thing you can do, the man from the white room watches, is the right thing. The next best thing you can do, he pulls out the skewer, is the wrong thing. But the worst thing you can do, he stands up, is nothing. He stabs the skewer into the man's eyeball. He straddles the man on the floor and forces the skewer in further. The man goes limp. Samora gets up. The man from the white room watches. Samora sits and turns to the boy. Let this be a lesson. If life gives you an opportunity, do something. Samora takes his hands off the boy's head and swigs from his drink. No more mistakes. He walks away. In the jungle.
Come on, who was there?
Kiko, where are we going?
There is a place where we can rest. This place is amazing.
They weave around thin trees into a clearing.
Check it out.
Come on, I show you something.
Wow.
This is my secret place.
Oh, Kiko, can we swim here?
I show you some caves.
What caves? Where?
There are caves in the water. We'll swim, then go to house.
How close is the house?
It's right on the river. 10 minutes.
A waterfall.
Hey, guys, watch me!
You're joking. You're never going to jump off of
this. Kiko, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's dangerous.
Yes.
No, stop it, crazy.
I am diving all the time.
Shut up. Joking. More action.
No, stop. Don't do it. No.
Kiko!
Come on,
you can do it.
Yeah, I'm going to stay here too.
Right. Behave yourself.
Liam sits down with Amy. The others walk around to the lower pool. They swim behind Kiko.
A gruta.
Here.
The cave.
There?
Come on.
I can't. No, I can't.
Follow me. It's easy swim. You can
come
do
on,
it.
Come on, guys. Let's do it. Okay.
They duck under and swim beneath the waterfall. Holding a flashlight, Kiko swims through a narrow passage between rocks. In a dark, narrow tunnel.
Hey, B, you okay?
Yeah. Is this it?
Come on, a little more far.
B touches the low ceiling of the tunnel. Alex swims through.
Follow me.
Kiko, where are we? Where are we going?
Oh, fuck, that was a bat!
Finn looks around.
Kiko.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Que coisa é essa? Aqui, gente, agora a gente vai mergulhar, tá?
We go under.
No.
What?
There is a hole.
No.
Easy. This is incredible. Incredible.
All right, let's go. Oh, fine. Go.
Okay, fine. Come on. 1, 2, 3.
What?
They swim down into the murky depths, following a craggy gray shelf of rock. Kiko turns to Alex and ushers him forward. Kiko swims easily around a sharp corner. Alex pulls himself through. Kiko swims up between narrow cracks in the rock. The others follow. They emerge in a small, nondescript cavern.
What the fuck is this?
Oh, Jesus! What? That was not easy. That was scary. And this is not incredible.
We go more.
Kiko!
Fucking lunatic.
He dives.
Kiko!
Shut the light.
The dim flashlight moves through pitch black water. Further along, light filters down from above. They swim through a deep pool, tinted blue in the light. They swim up the sloped edge of the pool to where light streams through. They emerge in a wide cave with stalagmites along the walls.
Holy shit! Wow, look at this place. Whoa. Hey, look at this!
Wow, this is amazing! Oh. Look at this place!
Very nice, Kiko!
This water is so beautiful!
They swim in clear blue water. Alex and B do somersaults underwater.
It is
my secret place.
beat glides up in the stream of light.
I never making friends with gringos before.
No?
No. I never ever speak with one.
Really? Well, hi there.
Oh my God.
He runs his hand over his face and hair and stares off. B follows his gaze.
You okay?
What?
You feel okay?
Yes, I am okay. Maybe we go back to town.
What?
Okay, yes. It's better we go back.
What are you talking about? We just hiked 10 hours through the jungle. How can we go back?
Did you just say go back?
We're not going back. No way.
Yes. I think it's better.
Why?
Maybe I talk with these guys, okay? Tell them you are okay. Maybe find a ride for you. Eu falo com eles, gente. Vamos voltar.
Sim, but why are you saying this now?
I don't know. It's just...
It's just what?
No, nothing.
Look, it's as simple as this. 10 hours hike through the jungle or 10 minutes to the house. I don't like hiking. I'm done with hiking. We go to the fucking house.
Is there a problem with this house, Kiko?
No problem.
And then we go to the house, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. That's for almost killing us.
Come on, guys. We walk back.
They wade out of the pool. On the rocks above the waterfall, Liam and Amy make out. B appears.
Oh, hey. What's going on?
Oi, oi.
Oi. How was it? Awesome. There were underwater caves. It was cool.
There were bats.
Come on, let's jump together.
Hey, Kiko. Show me how you do that. I want to do it. Show me. Yeah, I want to do it.
1, 2, 3.
Whoa!
Alex and Prue jump holding hands. Prue splashes and beams.
Show me how you do it. Show
okay,
me.
Okay, I go.
Kiko dives head first.
Crazy. Yeah!
He floats up slowly, his hair covering his face.
Shit, he's bleeding.
Kiko!
Hold on, we're coming down!
Jesus
Christ. What happened?
I don't know, he must have hit his head on a rock below. Keep his head above the water. Is he conscious?
Oh, my God.
Get him to the side.
Come on. Swim. Bring him in.
Here, over here.
Alex and Prue paddle him to some rocks. Liam lifts him out.
What are we going to do? We should take him back to the village.
We're not going to go back to the village. We'll never get back before dark. We'll go to the house.
You don't know where the house is.
It's on the river. He said it was on the river. Help me get him out. Grab my shirt. We're going to wrap his head.
In the jungle.
Is he going to die?
No.
How do you know?
Between rugby and bar fights, I've probably had a concussion a year since I was 9.
When did you play rugby?
I played.
We should have just gone back to the village.
There is no way we're going back to that village. They're fucking killers.
A corroborated iron hut in a clearing.
Oh, what is this place doing here?
Alex and Liam support Kiko, whose head flaps around.
All right.
Hello!
Nearly there.
Whoa. This is crazy.
Likes
his privacy.
Okay, look, there's a dip there.
Hello?
Prue leads the group.
Oi!
Anyone home?
Can I get a eat?
Chairs sit on a veranda. B turns one around. The men lower Kiko in. B unwraps a t-shirt from his head, and Alex inspects it. White skull is visible through the flesh.
Oh, shit, that's deep. All right. Keep pressure on it. We need something to close this up. Find super glue, the nylon threading.
Yeah. Check upstairs.
Alex slides open a door. Prue and Amy open others. They step slowly through. Books fill mahogany cases along the walls. In front is a large paneled desk. 3 TV stands on a shelf. Hooked up to VCRs, Prue walks into another room.
Hola.
Hey,
She opens a wooden door.
What?
Alex roots through utensils in a drawer. He inspects a cracking implement and drops it back down. B holds Kiko's head. Her eyes dart. She looks behind her. Prue peers through a door.
Hola?
She walks into a dingy room. She reaches another wooden door.
Hi.
She finds a medicine cabinet. She inspects bottles.
Hold his head right here. I gotta cut some
of this. Okay.
Alex goes to cut. Kiko's head lolls.
I got it. Vicodin, codeine, Demerol, made up to every imaginable name and nationality. Gustav Roth, Marcio Torelli. What the hell is this place? Some kind of youth hostel for drug addicts?
Yeah, gotta hold this shut.
I got it.
A staple gun.
No, you can't use that.
It's fine.
No.
It's what they used on me when I split my head open. Hold it closed.
Just hold it shut, okay?
Okay, you got it. Oh, that more.
Oh, oh shit!
Sorry,
no.
Mike.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Okay.
I got him.
Kiko lurches to his feet.
Kiko, where are you going? You okay?
Kiko.
Kiko, you okay?
He stumbles into a bedroom. The others follow. Kiko flops down on a bed.
Kiko.
Should we keep him awake?
I don't know.
He could have a concussion.
Alex opens a closet.
Clothes.
Amy jogs over. Tins of food are stacked on the top shelf.
Smoked herring. Let's see, mushrooms and cheese. That's good.
Amy stacks a few in her hand at dog kennels.
Hey, look what I got. Look what I got. You want some, don't you? You want some? Come here, up here.
She feeds a dog. Elsewhere, Alex winds a generator. A bulb lights up.
Yes!
Lights come on along the veranda. The TVs turn on, showing CCTV footage. Strip lights come on in a pantry. Finn searches shelves.
Anything good?
I think our luck might be turning.
Oh, yeah?
20-year-old single malt.
Alex opens a drawer in a bureau. He pulls out a stack of passports. He looks around him in a corridor. He opens the passports to the photos.
Who the hell are these people?
He drops them back in and picks up a penknife.
Thank you.
He pockets it. In a shower, Prue runs her hands over her face. She stares and blinks. Through glass doors, Alex tries a wooden door. He looks around. He comes across to the glass veranda doors. They slide open and he steps out. He walks along a purple exterior wall, keeping his eyes on the surrounding jungle. He reaches another set of doors and tries them. He peers in through the smudged glass, seeing a dark room with blinds drawn. He turns. Nighttime, the group eats at a table.
This is so fucking creepy. We'll just stay the night and kick ourselves away out in the morning.
If he dies, how do we get back?
He's not gonna die.
Because I don't want to be here if his uncle shows up and we're like, hello, mate, here's your dead nephew. Oh, and by the way, you're out of scotch.
They sit around a table on the main veranda, drinking and eating from tins.
And why is there no road? I mean, what kind of fucking hermit lives in...
Oi!
Yeah, I know, leave it out. So how does this rank with your other trips?
After the last few days, right at the bottom, you?
Well, we had a pretty tough time in Cambodia.
At least we had that hash.
Yeah, and those Dutch girls.
B chews her thumbnail.
I just want to go home.
Later, Finn and Liam share a bed with a mosquito net. Lying in the opposite direction to Liam, Finn stares at the ceiling. He fidgets. He puts his head on one side and screws his eyes shut. He swats his neck. He opens his eyes. Grainy CCTV footage shows the dog kennels and smaller veranda. Alex sits in front of the TVs. The light of a fire flickers over him as the screens cycle through different cameras. Alex's eyes flick between the three screens. He stares. He looks toward the sound of barking in bed. Finn opens his eyes and grimaces. He blinks and focuses. In another bed, Bea opens her eyes. Amy sleeps pushed up against her. Bea's eyes widen. Alex looks up. Light fills the room as he begins to stand up. Prue wakes up as Alex walks past. Kiko stirs behind a mosquito net. He opens his eyes and sits up. Alex stands on the main veranda and peers out into the rain at the light. Prue joins him. Bright light slowly descends behind a thicket. Prue turns as Kiko walks out.
¿Qué hizo?
Muchillo.
His uncle.
They stare. Finn appears behind them. Kiko raises a hand and runs out.
They're coming! Finn!
What's going on?
I'm not sure.
Come here! Take here!
Alex spots B and moves closer to her. Kiko keeps close to his uncle, Samora, who strides toward the hut. More people file up the path, carrying boxes and cases. The woman from the white room carries metal boxes. She stops in front of Alex and B. She puts the boxes down and turns to them.
You guys in America, no? Cool. And they want to enter New York.
Que é pessoa te salvar, entendeu?
Calmo, rapaz. Olha só.
Go, run.
What do you mean?
Run right now. This guy has plans for you and your friends. And his plans are pretty fucking elaborate and pretty fucking fucked. So if I were you, I'd just run.
Samora addresses the woman. Prue looks around her.
Vai!
Prue watches as a woman collects the boxes.
Look, we didn't escuta.
We're friends of Kika. He said, hey! Shit!
Finn is knocked down by the man from the white room. Amy is pulled out of the hut by another man, Liam. Inside, the woman picks up the boxes and continues walking. Prue stares as Samora shoves Kiko. He storms off. Amy pulls her legs onto her chair.
Kick him. Where the fuck did you take us?
Segura ela!
Tell him where your friends
are.
So where the fuck are you going?
Pega! Rico!
Kiko, tell him where your friends are.
Segura, where are you going?
A man grabs crew. Kiko hesitates, then disappears up the path. Alex tries to pull crew free. A second man slashes his leg. Fade to black. The surgical light shines down on Amy's face. She blinks and opens her eyes. A gloved hand cleans her skin with a cotton bud, then inserts a needle. A clear solution is injected through a tube. A sponge held by prongs is used to draw on her stomach by her belly button piercing. Prue sits with her mouth gagged in a dog kennel. Alex sits in the neighboring kennel, and B beyond him. In a kennel on the far left, Liam is kicked to the floor.
Don't take this personal, okay?
Samora stands over Amy.
If it makes you feel any better, please know that I'm doing this for a good cause.
Finn watches, his mouth gagged.
Did you know that in America there is a 7-year wait for a healthy kidney?
He makes an incision.
And in Europe?
He cuts across her stomach.
It's worse. So, if a rich gringo needs a kidney, what does he do? Wait and get sick and die like the rest of us? No. He comes here to Brazil to take advantage of our bounty and of our poverty. Kenny, the whole history of our country is you taking from us our land, rubber, sugar, gold.
Amy's face is drained of color.
And from our bodies, for slaves, for sex. And now for our insides.
He hands Amy's piercing to the woman.
Mystery. Kelly.
The metal bar is dropped in a tray.
But I had enough.
The man who chased Annika stalks through the jungle holding a crossbow. He moves in on a wild boar. He takes an arrow from behind his shoulder. Back on the small veranda, the man from the white room notices the boar and lifts a rifle with the scope. The first man aims the bow and arrow. The boar shakes water off its coat and begins to move away. The first man turns. He runs after the fleeing boar. Alex rides on his back in the kennel. He kicks the gate. His wrists are tied behind his back. Rolling onto his side, he reaches into the back pocket where he put the penknife. B stands up. The man from the white room walks along the veranda holding the rifle. He scans the dark surroundings but sees no movement. Bee wriggles her arms down behind her knees. She sits down and begins to pull her feet through.
Hey, hurry!
The penknife. Alex holds his wrist to the fence. B cuts the ties. Alex stands up and reaches back for the penknife. In the operating room, Samora is handed an implement.
It sickens my heart. This combination, your greed.
Amy's organs are exposed.
Our weakness.
Finn whimpers on a cot.
And so I am thinking, maybe there's something I can do to even the scales, just a little. To help you find a way to give back.
Samora reaches into Amy's stomach. Finn stares in disbelief. Samora pulls out her liver and places it on a white towel. He wraps it and hands it to the woman from the white room. Finn turns his face away. Alex turns to the kennel on the opposite side where Prue holds out her wrists. He cuts them free. Prue slumps, panting, against the fence.
Today, I am to take the organs of all of you and give them to the People's Hospital in Rio. Counting down from right now, I have about 12 hours to get your liver and your kidneys. And the liver and kidneys of all your fucking amiguinhos into that helicopter and back to the city. I take your hearts too, your corneas, even the skin from your lily white asses. But they don't travel too well.
Samora drops a blood-soaked rag in a bin.
You can only keep a heart outside the body for 6 hours.
Amy fades in and out of consciousness.
I want that. I want a heart. The heart of some arrogant fucking gringo tourist. Pumping life back into the veins of a little brasileiro.
A large metal implement holds Amy's stomach open.
That's gonna take more planning.
Bloody gloves wrap a kidney over Amy's bare breasts. Moving down, her body is completely mutilated. Finn pulls on his wrist cuffs. Samora turns to him.
Your turn.
Samora kicks open the door and walks through to the room with the bookcases. He pulls off his gloves and wipes his hand across his forehead. In the pantry, two of his lackeys have sex.
Que porcaria é essa aqui na minha cozinha?
Não pode
aqui não.
Foi mal, patrão.
Que Vai no caminho e traz mais um.
Vai já, patrão.
Leva direto pra mesa de operação.
He points. The man walks out toward the kennels. Prue sits whimpering against the fence.
Aí que resistia, chegou a tua vez. Anda, menha, anda! Aí que resistia.
Her hands grip the fence. She lets go, grabs the bars above her head and kicks out. He slumps back. From the next kennel, Alex grabs his necklace and pulls tight. He stabs the man's back repeatedly. The man gets free and stands up. He lunges at Prue. He pulls out a gun. Kiko rushes him from behind with a machete. Prue slumps, hyperventilating.
Come on, let's go. Come on, come on. Go, go. Come on, come on.
Kiko opens B's kennel. He reaches Liam's but struggles with the lock. The key breaks.
Droga, droga. A porra da chave quebrou, merda.
Alex turns to Prue and B.
Waterfall, we'll meet you there.
Alex.
Take her to the waterfall. Go!
Alex,
get him out.
In the operating room, the woman from the white room fills a large syringe from a vial. Finn writhes on the cot. She walks over to him. She leans over him and kisses his gagged mouth. She takes the syringe and connects it to a tube. She injects.
Help me.
Hands dig out the dirt around Liam's kennel. Alex sits back and kicks the fence. They manage to partially lift the fence. Liam forces his head and shoulders through.
Come on, come on, let's go!
He pulls himself out.
Go, 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 man, go!
I'm not leaving, Finn.
What the fuck are you talking about? Don't be stupid!
What the fuck is that? Go, go, man!
Get the fuck away from me, Kiko!
Kiko follows Liam toward the hut. Alex looks in the direction of the waterfall, hesitates, then runs back into one of the kennels. He lifts the man's gun out of a puddle and takes a flashlight from his corpse. In the jungle, the man who chased Annika stalks the boar with a crossbow. He looks down over a creek, where the boar sniffs around rocks. Prue and Bee run through the jungle. The man turns. The man heads back into the jungle, holding the gun. Liam runs around the side of the house with Kiko and Alex. Light shows through a thin, high window.
Don't you shoot.
Alex and Kiko give Liam a leg up. He pulls himself through. Alone in the operating room, the woman from the white room stands over Finn. Liam enters with the gun. Samora and the man from the white room walk over to the open kennels. They look inside. Samora peers at the body of his lackey and lifts his head off the ground.
Draga!
The man with the crossbow chases Prue and Bee. The man raises the crossbow, moving a sheet which hangs inside. Alex pokes his head through the window. He looks down at Amy's corpse.
Come on, I'm gonna get you out of here, bro. You're okay. Help me get him out!
Liam helps Finn to the window. The man from the white room catches sight of the CCTV. The man runs with the rifle. Samora picks up a handgun from the table and goes a different direction. Alex and Kiko pull Finn out. The man appears. Liam turns and shoots, missing him. The man takes cover.
Hurry up! Come on, go on!
They pull Liam out. Kiko looks back once as the group pulls him away. In the jungle, Bee bounds down a verge. She lies under overhanging tree roots. Outside the hut, Kiko and the others hide. The man from the white room comes out on the smaller veranda. He looks around. He peers out into the dark, drenched garden. In a dark nook, Kiko gestures with his eyes. The man with the crossbow stomps down the verge. He stops beside the tree trunk. Large ants rain down onto Bee's hand. At the hut, the man walks along the veranda. Kiko looks up. The man looks down, past his feet, to the gaps between the wooden boards.
Quiet.
Kiko and the others hide directly below him. The man aims downward. Kiko threads a sickle through a gap. He yanks it down on the man's foot. The man with the crossbow turns and runs up the verge. The man pulls the point of the sickle from his foot. The man picks up his gun with a clear view of the group. Blood spurts from Finn. Finn lies limply in the mud. The man reloads.
Come on, he's dead! Let's go! Let's go!
Liam staggers toward the hut. A bullet pops Liam's leg. The man limps down off the veranda.
Look, that one man,
He knocks Liam down. The man and Zamora argue. They grab Liam's legs. Kiko and Alex run away. Liam is dragged toward the hut. The sun rises through a haze over mountains. Bee cups water at the creek. She splashes her face and hair. She shifts to a sitting position and stares down at the rushing water. Her forehead is bruised. She looks around. She turns quickly. She pulls her feet from the water and hides between two boulders. She picks up a large black rock. He holds his bare foot. They hug. She pushes her face into his arm.
Hi. Amy. Amy's...
No. No, she's gone.
Hey, man. Gente, olha só. Não vai dar pra ficar aqui. É perigoso. It's danger. Dangerous. Okay? Let's go.
All right, come on, B. Come up.
Let's go. They climb upstream.
Come on, let's go.
Kiko ushers them onto a rock which sticks out near the waterfall. They duck as the men walk by in the jungle.
Fala, jacaré. Você não achou? Não achou ninguém?
A gruta.
They slip into the water.
Na cachoeira.
Hurry, B. Come on.
They swim out, then dive down. Kiko swims through the narrow passage and pops up in the tunnel.
Hey guys, come on! Vambora, porra! Vim!
They doggy paddle through dark tunnels. Kiko holds the flashlight. The others follow behind. Alex looks around. Alex's light shines on a face, Prue. She cowers in a low side tunnel.
You okay?
Happy New Year's night. What about the others?
We're gone. We gotta go.
Be quiet! Silence! Underworld.
Alex puts his arm around Prue. They dive in pitch black water. Prue holds a flashlight. They emerge in the dark cavern. They dive down again. They swim into the deep blue pool, where a small amount of light filters in. Alex lunges for Kiko. He forces him down underwater. Kiko struggles as Alex tries to block him from reaching the surface.
Luke, are you crazy?
It's all your fault! You brought us here! You knew this was gonna happen to us!
Yes, ma'am!
Risking his life!
The fuck that! No!
A bullet hits Alex's hand. One hits Kiko in the stomach.
Go, get down!
Alex, B, and Prue dive down. Kiko sinks.
You'll see what it's for. Come with me.
Blood wafts from Alex's hand as he swims. Prue picks up a flashlight from the bottom. They swim back into the dark. In the first tunnel, the man with the crossbow emerges. Alex edges down a narrow tunnel. They swim around the rock face. The man with the crossbow keeps low to the floor as he swims through a tunnel. He looks around and up.
You okay?
What are we gonna do?
We gotta find a way out of here.
They dive. Alex sees the man's light. He gestures for them to swim back up.
There's someone coming. I found another way out. Follow me.
They swim left into a pitch black pool. The man comes up to the surface in a dark, empty tunnel. He looks around. Alex, Prue, and Bee emerge under a low ceiling of rock. They tilt their heads back to breathe.
Turn off your light.
The area around them goes dark until a beam shines on their legs.
He's coming, let's go.
I can't.
Bee, you have to, come on.
They dive. The man emerges under the low ceiling. He dives down again. He swims out into a dark expanse and follows a shelf of rock. Alex swims out from a different tunnel. He spots the man and turns quickly. Bee notices the man. He chases her. She glances over her shoulder and swims into a tunnel. She emerges with her face against the ceiling in another tunnel.
Where's Bee?
I don't know.
Bee.
They dive down. The man swims towards Bee's flailing legs. He reaches for her, but she dives down. Bee searches the rock above her head for air pockets. She finds two bubbles against the ceiling and sucks the air out of them. She swims down again and out into a blue pool. Behind her, the man sucks air from bubbles. Alex swims in a dark tunnel. Bee emerges against the stalagmite. The man swims after her. She flails and drops her flashlight. She dives after it, her fingers just missing the cord by inches. She swims up. A beam shines on her legs. The man emerges. Bee forces his head underwater. He reaches up and grabs her face. His fingers go inside her mouth. Bee bites down. She bites again and grabs the crossbow. She stabs an arrow into his neck. Blood dilutes the water. She stabs again. He sinks down. He disappears into the black depths. A beam shines on Bee's legs.
Bee!
She hugs Alex.
You okay?
Never leave me again.
We're here. Just take my hand. Come on. There's land. We can get out of here. There's another way up.
That's great. This might be the way out.
They clamber ashore in a dark cave and walk up a slope.
Let me see it.
Alex slips off his shirt. He wraps it around his hand.
It's fine. It's fine. Let's just find a way out of here.
We should just keep heading up.
All right, let's go.
They walk through a narrow passage.
Alex, get down. Turn off your light.
The orb of a flashlight floats in the distance.
Shabru.
Samora and the man from the white room step around rocks and stalagmites. They scan the cave with their lights.
Don't fucking move.
Samora stops and looks around. Samora turns off his flashlight. Samora searches. His flashlight beam explores a cluster of stalagmites. Alex rushes him and pins him down. Samora reaches for his gun. Alex picks up a rock.
Alex! Alex, what are you doing? Get off me! Stop! Alex!
Bee looks at Samora's bloodied face.
Oh my god!
Que merda é essa? Que vocês fizeram com Samora?
The man from the white room walks over, his flashlight pointed at them. Alex holds up his hand. Samora, kill the gringos now. Kill them. The man points his rifle.
What?
Prue, please, we've done nothing to harm you. You worthless Indian, kill them now. You don't have to be like him. Do what I say, damn it. I own you. Think about how he treats you. Kill them. You fucking coward. The man shoots Samora through the head. Alex puts his arm across Bee's chest. He stares wide-eyed at the man. The man's eyes go between the three. The man turns and walks away. Fade to black. Alex, Prue, and Bee walk in a single file down the creek. They step wearily over rocks. They come upon two boys digging in the water. The boys grin and run away. They return with a man who carries a machete. Alex raises a hand. He lowers it. Later, an elderly woman carries a bowl from a house.
Tamo aqui, minha filha. Come um bocadinho. Fica à vontade, viu?
Obrigada.
Wrapped in a towel, Bea takes the bowl. The man inspects Alex's hand. Prue stares off blankly. Later, a small plane pulls in front of benches on a runway. People get up from the benches. They form a queue. A couple stand behind Prue, Alex, and Bea.
This is stupid. I mean, why don't we just take the bus?
The bus?
We could take the bus and then we could see the country.
This takes forever.
Well, I thought that's why we came here, to experience new things.
I guess.
Take the plane.
What?
Take the plane.
Thanks, man.
De nada.
Alex climbs on board. The plane takes off to a backdrop of mountains dense with woolly foliage. It flies out across a bay with islands. Still in shock, Prue stares out of the window. Behind her, Alex sleeps. Bea stares languidly across him to the window. Alex wakes up. He looks at the landscape below, then at Bea, who glances at him quickly, then returns her gaze. Alex looks out again. Cut to black. Credits roll. Previous credits, underwater cinematographer, Peter Succorini. New credits, unit production manager, first assistant director, Elaine Desinger. First assistant directors, Days Amaral Diaz, Claudio Rutter, Max Day, second assistant director, Paula Lima. Cast, Josh Duhamel, Melissa George, Olivia Wilde, Desmond Askew, Bew Garrett, Max Brown, Agla Stibe, Miguel Lunardi. Credits continue.
Thank you.
Audio description created by Zoot Digital, written by Will Loxley, and narrated by Sophia Cruz.